That's our ring.
Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Attempting to isolate the proper kind of uranium atoms, Lum resorted to boiling some of their mineral findings in water and a chemical solution mixed up by a young amateur chemist, Gomer Bates. The experiment seemed to work quite well, except that it caused an explosion, which knocked out the windows in the feed room and burned Lum and Abner's hands and arms. Friends, trying to keep up with the kids during weekends is strenuous exercise. Yes, whether you're playing games or hiking in the mountains, such a weekend can lead to your overdoing. And overdoing can result in stiff, sore, aching muscles or an occasional dull, dreary headache. Then you won't be able to enjoy yourself because you won't be feeling your best. Now, that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. You see, when you have Alka-Seltzer handy, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So see your druggist before your weekend starts and get a package of Real Relief Alka-Seltzer tablets. That's the Alka-Seltzer way to be prepared in case you overdo during your weekend fun with the kids. Sore, aching muscles need not keep you down when you have Alka-Seltzer with you. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store well bandaged. Lum is talking on the phone. Listen.
Cedric's done left, huh? About how long ago was that?
That blame this bandage is coming unwrapped again.
Oh, well, he'll more than likely show up here pretty quick then. Yeah, much obliged, Ms. Weehunt. Goodbye. Cedric's only way's over here now, Abner. Wish he'd hurry up so as we can get the experiment started.
Yeah, Lum, you just got to fix this bandage for me again. The dadgum thing keeps coming off.
Well, you don't need all them wroppings on there no ways. Got that left arm bandaged to where it looks like you got it run through a hornet's nest. You never got burned that bad in an explosion, I know.
I must have. Anything that makes as much noise as that thing did is bound to hurt you, Lum.
Well, I was the one that actually got burned bad, and I ain't got half as much wroppings on me as you have.
Yeah, it just looks that way because you're taller.
I bound you must have tore up a whole bed sheet to get wropped up like that.
Well, I had to.
Wait a minute. Have you got your ankles wropped up, too?
Huh?
For pity's sake, what'd you do that for? No good and well you never got burned clean down there.
Well, I don't know. I wropped up every part of me I could, because I just felt so terrible all over.
Oh, it's the outlandishest thing I ever heard of.
I might have broke both my ankles. I fell down, I know that. I couldn't have fell that hard without breaking something.
Well, the way we fell, it wouldn't have been our ankles we broke.
Well, maybe not. I just never wanted to take a chance. Dog as I feel terrible.
Well, stop complaining so much. I was hurt worse than you was, but you don't hear me talking about it.
I wish we'd have never taken up being scientific and uranium atoms and all that junk. I'm glad we're done with it. I know that.
Done with it?
Yes, sir.
Why, we're just getting started.
Getting started?
Why, sure. That explosion was just what we were looking for.
It was?
Why,
you
sure.
Mean you let me stand there in that feed room when you knowed all the time that kettle full of geraniums was going to blow us up?
Well, I never knowed it was exactly going to blow up, but I was looking for something to happen.
Well, it sure did. I don't know how much money it's going to cost us to get them windows put back in the feed room.
Oh, well, little things like that don't matter when you consider the facts that we sure enough discovered uranium now.
Don't how?
First, we found out that there's something in that dirt back of the store that glows in the dark.
Yeah.
Next, we found out that it can make a piece of paper burn. Now we know that it's powerful enough to explode when you bile it up in water and whatever that other stuff is.
That nitroglycerin?
Yeah, something like that. Nitroglycerin. I forget what Gomer called it when he mixed it up for me. Anyways, all that proves that we found uranium. Now, the next step is to see if it'll actually work.
Actual work?
Yeah, that's what I meant when I said we was going to make an experiment today. And that's why I called Cedric to come over here and bring his car.
Why? What's Cedric's car got to do with it?
Well, we're going to put some of our uraniums in the gas tank and see if it'll run the car.
Can that stuff run cars, sure enough?
It's supposed to do mighty nigh everything.
Huh.
I read, Summers, that a spoonful of that stuff can make more energy than 60 ton of coal or 100 gallons of gasoline or some such figures as that.
By the Lord, me sakes, Eli.
Oh, it's the most wonderful stuff that's ever been discovered. Greatest thing in the world.
I still don't see how it can run a car, though.
Well, you will see whenever Cedric gets here in his car.
I will, huh?
Or we'll empty out the gas tank and put in a dipper full of that Same stuff we was bottling last night.
Wait a minute. You mean that stuff that blowed us up?
Yeah, and then you'll get in and start the motor and drive
just
away.
Just a minute. Just stop right where you're at. I ain't going to get in that car. I got blowed up once, and that's enough.
Well, there ain't no danger in this exploding, I don't think.
It done it last night.
Well, that's just because we got it too hot. That won't happen again, though. There's absolute no danger of it exploding. Hardly.
Why don't Cedric drive the car?
Well, I kind of hate for him to do it.
Why?
Well, it might.
Huh?
I'd feel awful if something was to happen to that boy.
I'd feel worse if it happened to me.
Well, it's out of the question having Cedric drive. So you just have to drive yourself.
Well, just a minute here. Why don't you drive it?
Well, what'd you say?
I say, why don't you drive the car if you don't want Cedric to do it?
Well, you see, Abner, the scientific experiments, that is, well, I have to stand there and take down notes on what happens.
I can take notes.
Yeah, but this has to be did just so.
I can write.
Awfully important.
Blow my tongue out a little, but I can write.
Takes a fella with a lot of brains. Wait a minute, there comes Cedric now. Now we can get started.
I got a lot of brains. Fact is, I've got some brains I ain't even used yet, I don't think, on it.
Howdy, characters. Howdy, howdy. Run my car over like you said, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, Cedric, wouldn't you rather Lum drove your car than me?
Oh, I don't care. But let's just get started with whatever it is you want. I'm in a big hurry. I'm going to join up with the Merchant Marines.
Merchant Marines?
Yes, Mom.
Why, the war is over, Cedric. Ain't you here?
Yes, Mom, but I just found out they need a whole lot more fellers to join up now.
Well, I don't see what they need them now for. Seems to me like it's a little late.
Well, all I know is they need them, and I need a job since I got reconverted out of the war plant, so it looks like at least I'm going to get to wear a uniform now.
Well, I'm feared you're mistook about this, Cedric.
No, he ain't, Abner. I was just reading in the paper this morning where they said that the Merchant Marine still has a pretty big job ahead of it.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Got to bring a lot of our boys back home, take a lot of others overseas for occupation troops.
Oh.
Tote victuals and supplies to all of them.
Yeah.
Fact is, it's up to us to do most of the shipping for the whole world right now.
Yeah, well, looks like maybe you ought to get in after all then, Cedric.
Yes, well, it sure does. I'm a little feared they won't take me, though. Might not pass the physical examinations.
What, Cedric?
The physical examinations.
You mean physical examinations?
Well, that's it. Political examinations. Anyway, I'm feared I might not pass it.
Oh, you're bound to a big husky boy like you, stout, Cedric.
Well, I don't know. I ain't been feeling my level best lately. Sort of tarred and run down.
Well,
that ain't what'll keep you out, Cedric. Your main trouble is that they just want experienced officers and seamen with certificates. And you ain't neither one.
No, you ain't no experienced officer, Cedric.
Oh, I am done it. I was an officer in the Third Reader Audubon Society Club for 4 years hand running. That's experience.
Yeah, well, what they mean, old Cedric, when they say experienced
officer...
We
learned all about birds in that club. I just love birds.
Yeah, but Cedric, the kind of experienced officers that they were...
Birds are my favorite birds.
Oh.
My little feathered friends, we call them.
Yeah, well, that's nice, Cedric, but...
Well,
now...
here, we ain't got time to discuss birds no more. We've got to get this experiment started.
Oh.
Abner, you go back in the feed room and get that kettle of stuff I fixed up. It's sitting right there by that box.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Well, I'll go with you, Mr. Abner. I want to tell you some more about the merchant birds or seamen.
Yeah, I believe that's our ring there, Long.
Yeah, I hear it. I'll get it.
You can't get in a seaman, Cedric. I'll tell you that right now.
Hello. Jot them down, Story. I'll enter today.
First place, you ain't got no seaman certificate.
Well, I got a certificate from the Audubon Society showing I can identify 5 different birds on the wing. But what worries me is I don't feel so good.
Well, just have your mama fix you up some Sunny tea and you'll be all right.
I don't know. I'm terrible ran down, I think.
No, but I don't see that stuff around here nowhere.
No, Mom, me neither. Oh, what are we looking for?
A kettle full of uranium. That's what we're going to work this experiment with, see? We're going to try that stuff out in your car.
Oh, well, what'll it do to it?
Well, Mom claims that it'll make your car run better than gasoline.
It will?
Oh, yes, Cedric. That's the most wonderful stuff that's ever been discovered.
Oh, shoot. Just when we don't need no tickets no more, too.
Cedric, do you know that one spoonful of that stuff will make more energy than 600 tons of coal or 100,000 gallons of gasoline or something like that? Lama's telling me that stuff.
I'll be doggone. Gives out energy, huh?
Oh, just like nothing at all. It's the grandest thing in the world, Cedric.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this it in this kettle right here? Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, pick that up. Wait a minute, so we won't need all that. Here, I'll find something smaller to carry that in. See if there's a fruit jar back there or something.
Yes, Ma. Funny looking stuff, ain't it?
Yeah, it is, Cedric.
Say, Mr. Abner, reckon how this would work on humans.
Oh, I don't know. I never had thought much about it.
All I know is it sure is powerful and full of energy.
Well, that's what I need.
Of course, I believe it'd be dangerous though, for humans. Here, I got a dart.
Hey, Cedric! Cedric, stop drinking that stuff, Cedric. That's liable to kill you. Stop it, Cedric. Oh, my goodness. Cedric, sit down now.
Oh,
well, sit down easy. You're liable to explode. Oh. Wait a minute, I'll go get Lom. Hey, Lom,
something terrible's happened, Lom.
What's the trouble, anyway?
Oh, it's terrible. Cedric drank some of that uranium stuff back there.
Drank it?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
he
my
sure
goodness.
Did.
Come on, we better get back there.
Yeah, I tried to stop him, but it was too late.
Well, you ought to have been more careful, Abner. Well, tell him what that stuff might do to a human.
Cedric,
where are you?
He's sitting right over there. Because he was sitting right there when I left him.
Well, there's nobody back here now except in that... Granny, you don't suppose... No, it couldn't be, Abner. It couldn't be.
Well, you don't mean that dog there.
Don't reckon that stuff could turn a human into... No, it just couldn't be. Couldn't be.
Well, there's this cap right there on the floor right beside of him.
Oh, my goodness. Cedric, is that you, Cedric? Speak to me, Cedric.
I don't know. I'm afraid the old fellows are jumping to quite a conclusion. Of course, now this uranium... Well, I don't know. Sometimes, friends, long hours on the job will make you nervous. And as a result, you're wakeful at night and cranky and jittery the following day. You see, a sleeplessness and restlessness, as well as a headache and indigestion, can be caused by nervous tension. Well, friends, Miles Nervine is made for exactly these conditions. And that's why we say, to sleep well, to help relieve nervous tension, try Miles Nervine. It has helped bring restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy you or your money back. If after using it you're not entirely satisfied, return the empty bottle or package to your druggist and get your money back. All drugstores have Miles Nervine in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1, both equally effective. All effective medicinal products must be used with caution. Use only as directed. Remember, to help toward more restful nights and tension-free days, try Miles Nervine. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.